A new novel tells the story of a newly out transgender Harvard student who has to give up everything when his family and girlfriend reject him. He's broke and looking for a new start, so he heads to Wyoming. Continental Divide is partly based on the real-life experiences of author Alex Myers, who was the first openly transgender student at Harvard. He talked with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones.
So why did you, back in the summer of 1997, decide to move to Wyoming?
I was in college, and I was on the East Coast, and I'd been out as trans for about 2 years. In 1995, when I came out, trans was a brand new word, brand new concept, and I felt like I was spending all my time explaining myself to other people, and I was really tired of it. And I thought, I'm tired of being judged by this word transgender and being made to explain myself, and I just want to go somewhere where there's not, this term doesn't even really exist. And Wyoming struck me as the perfect place. I did go out there. I really encountered a group of people who had no concept of transgender, who really adhered to a very different model of masculinity than what I was used to. Yeah, I found it both intimidating and appealing, and a kind of, I felt at times like an anthropologist, like I was exploring this very foreign gender culture. But that summer in Wyoming really taught me it was just as much make pretend and play acting for me to try to be this man as it was make pretend and play acting for me to try to be a girl or a woman. And that really what I was transgender. And I don't know that I would have arrived at that conclusion if I hadn't tried on a very masculine identity for a summer.
Yeah, I noticed in the book, Ron is constantly sort of analyzing this new or different to him type of masculinity and sort of juxtaposing it with himself. I really wanted to talk with you about Wyoming and masculinity. Do you think that there's like a different kind of masculinity here versus the East Coast? And how did that influence you and also the writing of the book?
I think there is a slight difference, or there's a different context to masculinity when I was out in Wyoming. It may be very different now. But I also have to say that I had access to spaces and cultures in Wyoming that I didn't have access to in New England. So for instance, in both the Dude Ranch and the Ranger Station, I was living exclusively with men. There were no women in either space. There were women employed at the Dude Ranch, but they didn't live with me. And there were no women who lived at the Ranger Station. So there's that, you know, it's sometimes called a homosocial environment. I think men behave differently when they think it is just men there. So there's that element, which in some ways exists on the East Coast. I just never had access to it as a trans person. But the thing that I experienced most was when I moved through the streets of Boston in the 90s as a queer person, first as a lesbian and then as a trans guy, there were lots of women who were butch. There were lots of women who were, you know, androgynous. There were lots of boys who were femme. There were lots of boys who were androgynous. And so a trans person stood a good chance of not passing, but rather just being asked, okay, what are you? Kind of explain yourself. Even in the 90s, in Wyoming, I found a much more insistent binary, not exclusive, but there was no room to occupy an androgynous role, which at the time was fine with me. If I looked masculine enough, people just pushed me onto that side of the spectrum, and I was a man, and very few people even paused to question that.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of the Continental Divide in the book?
Sure. Ron is obsessed with maps and obsessed with this question of where am I and kind of locating himself. He's feeling pulled in two directions. Part of it is like trans identity versus being quote unquote just a man. Part of it is it better to be safe and belong to a community who knows him, or is it better to live a life that feels truer to his self? So there's this theme of division, and I thought the Continental Divide captured that really well in the way that it is on every map, or could be on every map, and we know it's there, but we never actually, you can't see it, or there's very few places where you could see it. So it's this sort of invisible division that really exists, but very few people understand. And I thought that was a nice metaphor for the struggle Ron is feeling.
As I was prepping for this interview, one bullet point that I wrote down to ask you about was, it seems like with your first book, Revolutionary and Continental Divide, trans experiences seem continually creatively rich to you. And I wanted to ask you what feels important about writing about those experiences. But then I realized nobody ever asks straight people, why are you writing so much about straight people? and I guess so instead, what I'd like to ask is, do you get questions like that a lot? And how does that make you feel? And how do you react to them?
Yeah, I get questions like that all the time. And so I'd say I'm used to them. but I also understand that, you know, there aren't that many trans people. There aren't that many trans people who are out. There aren't that many out trans people who are happy to talk about this. There aren't that many trans people writing novels that are getting published. And in many ways, I'm very happy to talk about it. I was just doing a bookstore event with another trans author, and we were asking each other, how does it feel to have that title, trans author? And in some ways, I feel like I've joined a really good club, because there's a long history of, like, women writers. Okay, will they always be women writers? Will we ever just talk about writers? That's a whole separate conversation. But for me, there's something important about being an openly trans writer and writing fiction that is avowedly, expressedly, deliberately about trans experience. And I think it's important to talk about it, because when my agent brings my work to editors at big houses, she's often told, oh, I really like the voice, I really like the character, I really like the plot, but it's too queer. Who's the audience for it? Straight people don't want to read this stuff. So I think we need to talk about who we write for, why we write, what we view as marketable. I think those are important conversations. Specifically to this book, what I really wanted to do was break out of the coming out narrative that I often read in LGBTQ fiction, the sort of sense that the plot arc of a trans person's or a gay person's fictional life is, I'm wondering, am I this thing? Question it for a while. And eventually, after many challenges, I come out and I'm affirmed in my identity. And then the book ends. And it's like, as a queer person, I have to tell you, life just starts when you come out, right? And so I wanted to take a character who had already come out, knew very well who he was, and was going to figure out, okay, I'm out. How do I do this thing? How do I live this life?
That's author Alex Myers talking with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones. Myers' new novel is about a transgender man who claims his identity by moving west to Wyoming. It's called Continental Divide.